In December of 1606, Captain Christopher Newport, aboard the good ship Susan B. Constant, and flanked by the Godspeed and the Discovery, led a group of settlers on an expedition to the New World. As they neared the Virginia shoreline in April of 1607, there to greet them stood a bare-chested native with braided hair, a gap-toothed smile, and a tight-fitting codpiece.
Welcome! Welcome to Jamestown! Rick Jamestown, bitches!
Chief Rick James then bade them welcome by shaking the men's hands and licking the women's faces. Although the colonist found his custom strange, none in their party could question his hospitality.
Go ahead, have some food. Have some drinks. Pocahontas, come on over here and have sex with John Smith now. He all in Rick Jamestown now, bitches. Hey, y'all hogging daddy's peace pipe. Hit that thing one time and pass it around.
After only a few days in Rick Jamestown, their host's habit of licking the women's faces grew quite wearisome. Captain John Smith was chosen to speak on behalf of the colonists.
Chief Rick James, I shall thank you to refrain from licking the women.
Glad to hear you say that, Captain Smitty. Because that's going to give me more time to tongue the men. Now get over here and let me lick that bony face of yours.
After working through some confusing feelings and a disturbing bulge in his buckskins, Captain Smith and the settlers decided to leave. Years later, historians would report them as being lost. Yet even as starvation and disease decimated their number, few among them would forget the time they spent at Rick Jamestown.
Come on back here! I ain't done licking y'all's faces yet! See them lumpy buckskins, Captain? You know you love it at Rick Jamestown, you bitches! Y'all come back now! Ha ha ha!